Blog Talk Radio.
I know some of my friends will like this one.
There's a bowl.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. And tonight, our class is The Power Behind the Words is the Numbers with Brother Eddie.
If I can sell you the American dream, I can sell you anything. I got to get out, I'm getting put out of my house. I got to pack up my refrigerator and couch. It's a setup, but the bank wants me out. Or the LAPD will smoke me out. This adjustable rate, it choked me out. They gave me a loan and I had no clout. They gave me a house for me and my spouse. Called my mama and my aunt, y'all should refinance. I let them dance with the devil. Dig their own grave and I gave them the shovel. Fuck, my daddy built that house, and when he got drunk, he almost killed that house. Is this American dream or the American scheme that got me walking these American streets? It's kinda sad when you have to get a hernia, cause you helped your grandmama move furniture. If I could sell you the American dream,
I could sell you anything.
Look at this maggot with a stimulus package. I can give a fuck about a Dow Jones average. What the fuck you do when your paycheck is average? Law-abiding citizen turned into a savage. Got to feed the children, got to feed the habit. Fell into a rabbit hole chasing that rabbit. Now I'm in Wonderland feeling like the son of Sam. I'm at your West Coast branch, gun in hand. I'ma feel like Superman, walk by the teller. Better call a trooper, ma'am. It's the revenge of the lambs. Big bad wolf, we sick of these scams. Sick of these plans, sick of this dance. Walked into his office, took the nine out my pants. You not a man, you a serpent. Then I pray to God, let the nine get my
broken.
You know I heard they hood robbing. Your money or your life, and it ain't no stopping. You know I heard they hood robbing. Your money or your life, and it ain't no stopping. Ain't that a bitch? Got to steal from the poor and give to the rich. Ain't that a bitch? When you got to steal from the poor and give to the rich. Drug dealer MD, doctor feel good, give you what you need. In California, prescribe that weed, Oxycontin and codeine. Turn your grandmama into a fiend. At see the side, now the first hit ain't free. I know you're about to die, but let me see your ID. I know you're about to lie, but can you pay this fee? If you can't pay, then please have a seat. You can't see a doctor, but you can see a priest. We can't say your life till we got some assurance. Your premium is paid at that insurance. I hope you got endurance. They got me on hold and I'm under the influence. Nursed high as a kite and charged with my life. And everything is lost without Blue Cross. You know I heard they hood robbing. Your money or your life, and it ain't no stopping them. You know I heard they hood robbing. Your money or your life, and it ain't no stopping them. Ain't that a bitch? When you got to steal from the poor and give to the rich. Ain't that a bitch? When you got to steal from the poor and give to the rich. Whatever you need, we gotta be cheap right here, baby. This America, it ain't gonna cost you nothing but an arm and a leg, maybe one of them motherfucking ears. Don't trip, just put it on your credit card. Put it in your baby name.
I'm gonna get higher than the motherfucker.
I know some of my friends will like this one.
There's a bowl.
When I start churning, burning, and turning, it'll make your atoms move so fast, expanding your molecules, causing a friction fire, burning you on your neutrons, causing you to scream, hit me in the proton. Baby!
Can y'all get to that? Can y'all get to that?
Easy. I want y'all to hold it right there. We're gonna give up some of this T-pump. Keep that groove right there. Hey, Fred. Y'all put your hands together. We're gonna hold this groove, shit. We ain't going nowhere, so don't be impatient. The roof is going off this sucker tonight. Hey,
Fire up this funk and let's have a toast.
It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Tonight's class, the power behind the words is the numbers.
Yes, 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 it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm going to stop that because I know you're dancing.
We all have the power.
Pardon me?
And me, I say we all have the power. And
yes.
For me to reveal my part of our power, because it's not just for me, it's for us. All of this, anything that a individual has to give and share is for our usage. If we find something useful and valuable within the information being disseminated. So yes, the power behind the words are the number. But let me digress. And again, for the family, for our ancestors, I like to say Ashe. For our elders, Namaste. And for the family, friends, and listening audience, love, honor, and respect. Thank you for your time and space. And most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us. So again, I would be remiss if I did not include the family. And again, before class, how are you doing this evening, Sister Antoinette?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful with all this information that we are sharing with our family. And first, I'd like to dedicate this show to BLM and Zen.
Is that someone?
I'll get back to that. First, I'll start off with Zen. Zen was my dog, and 5 years ago, on this date, 7/20, I had to put him down because he had cancer. So I dedicate,
that.
Yes. So I dedicate this show to him. And BLM that I'll get to after these next two. On this date 10 years ago, if we don't remember, that was the mass shooting at the Aurora Theater in Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it was the 20th Century Theater, and that mass shooting in Colorado happened 10 years ago on this date in 2012.
Oh, wow.
And on this date, 38 years ago, history had been made and history was taken away. On this date, the first black Miss America resigned as Miss America in 1984. That was
Vanessa Williams.
Correct.
Yeah.
So this also happened on this day. And for the family who at the end is thinking of BLM, no, it's not Black Lives Matter. Squash that. And it's definitely not Biden loves minors. Think of Biden. Think of the son, Hunter Biden loves minors. It's not that. Today, 49 years ago, Bruce Lee, martial artist, died. So we did a show last year dealing, we happened to have a show on 11/29 or 9/11 when you add the 27 is 9, so 9/11, but that was his birthday. And it just so happens we have this show on the day that he died. So, yeah, I wanted to start off with that. Plus, using a few of his quotes that are relevant. And, starting off, because listening to another show, I heard a family member go through a scenario that he went through this weekend. With his daughter, and she was touched inappropriately by inebriated individual. And it's, you know, you have all the different circumstances. So he was upset that, you know, he didn't snap and go off and this, that, and the other. He took it to the level of questioning the individual, even though the individual was inebriated and getting into the details, find out that his wife, who was in the bathroom, comes out and sees all the commotion, and she reveals that, you know, this isn't the first time that her husband has did something like this. In so many words. So he was upset at himself that he didn't, you know, knock the guy out, you know, take it to a physical altercation and this, that, and the other. And
the wife said it happened before, and she knew about it, and she's still with the man. Okay.
That's... I didn't get into that side of the story because he basically called in to the show to question if he did the right thing. Because, again, long story short, he's feeling guilty. He's feeling that he should have did more than he had did. And to make it plain, I actually talked to him earlier today. And,
good.
So I didn't want to call into the show and put all that out, but I just related to him that, you know, I feel the guilt in you, but
did you learn the lesson? Because the key thing, we've been talking about this and we see it running rampant. You just talked about 10 years ago on this date with the Aurora shooting in a theater. We've heard of shootings, especially lately in malls, shopping, grocery stores in Buffalo, you know, I mean, so forth and so on. But I told him, I said, the lesson that you learned is the lesson that we as men learned years ago when walking down the street with a female. You always stand on the outside. She's on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, all of this took place because your daughter was in line behind you instead of in front of you.
In front. Yeah.
If your daughter was in front of you, you got her back because can't nothing get past you to get to her. It's got to go through you. And you can see what's happening in front of her. So if you, just like you having the female on the inside when walking in the street, you had her in front of you. If he touched, bumped, you know, up, it would be up against you, not her.
Right.
See? So for me, that was the first lesson you should have learned, you know, and that whole scenario, everything could have been avoided because, again, today, why are we, like he said, he let her run free to go and get what she wanted to get, and once she got back, she got behind him. Why not in front of him? You know, and again, for me, no, my children, especially underage, ain't going to be running through the store to pick up nothing. Anything can happen. Anybody can grab them. This, no. I'm not taking my eyes off you. You get what you want while we going up and down these aisles. I don't need you in aisle 3 and I'm in aisle 7. There's too much space between us. So, no.
At
this juncture, you, like I said, we went through and we go through. So, again, that's just like putting our children in harm's way. We should know better by now. You know, shit, we know it ain't, you know, it ain't fair, but fuck it. Excuse me. Life ain't fair, family. You know, so, again, it could have went all the way to the left with any physical excursion happening within that situation. So, yeah, it was a reason things happened as it did. Nobody was hurt. It was no real fondling after the whole thing. It was he brushed up against her again, knowing what he did and using being inebriated is another story. So, for me, the thing was that, okay, thing went cool. Did you learn that lesson? Another lesson is we should all be talking to our children today about these things that can happen, will happen, and is happening. So it's no way that we should let our guards down because, again, we looking at how we were brought up, what we did, how life used to be. We know it's not there now. And the chaos,
not anymore.
Right,
yeah.
The chaos that we're living in, no. That's when things usually happen, when we let our guards down. When we least expect something to happen, that's when it happens.
Yep.
So
right.
For me to reveal one of Bruce Lee's quotes for that situation, it's from the movie Enter the Dragon when Bruce used the philosophy of fighting without fighting. You see,
yeah.
Because it's the art of thinking without fighting. You're using your mind, your brain as that weapon. So you can talk your way out of any situation before it gets to a physical altercation. It's an art of thinking without fighting. Bruce just used the word fighting instead of thinking. Because,
right. Yeah.
Again, for me, thinking and fighting come to eight. So, again, when we see these different things that, again, this is the way I see it, family. When you are using this, you could use other words. But it has that same number, and it gives
yeah.
you what it is that's already in you. For instance, you have sent me, and we've used the quote of Bruce Lee's, be water, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Be water.
Yeah.
When you put water into a cup, it becomes a cup. You put it into a bottle, it becomes a bottle. You put it into
yeah.
a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Water can
yeah.
flow or water can crash.
Yeah.
Water, my friend. So in that adage, what is he saying? Be water, my friend. What is the water?
Adapt anything? Adapt.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Ooh, Sister Antoinette. Wow.
Yeah.
See, because it's called by the number of the word water being 22, which is 4, adaptability is 40.
Yeah.
And
okay.
that's what water has the capability, like you said, adapt to that adaptability to every situation. Be water, be adaptable.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yes. And the last
oh,
quote
wow.
is from the same movie, Enter the Dragon, which was the finger pointing away to the moon. And don't concentrate on the finger, or you will miss all that heavenly glory. And I used that with the family member when I was also talking after using the art of fighting without fighting, or the finger pointing mm-hmm. away to the moon. If you concentrate on the finger, you miss all the heavenly glory, which is you miss everything else. So again, for him to notice an inebriated individual coming in the store and not notice this individual coming anywhere towards you, which you already know that your child is behind you instead of in front of you.
Yeah.
Your concentration is so focused on what's in front of you, you're missing all the heavenly glory, everything else that's transpiring that you should
yeah,
be recognizing. So this is the adage to the finger towards pointing towards the moon. You can't just be fixated on the finger because we're going to miss something else.
Yeah.
Especially when you got all type of people around you and things happening and you only focused on one individual. For instance, a guy looking at a big butt and a smile. And
pardon
you
me?
Know, I said using a narrative of an individual, of a man being focused
mm-hmm.
on a big butt and a smile.
Oh, okay.
Being so focused on this so-called big butt and not the situations or your surroundings leaves you vulnerable to anything that's happening.
Yeah.
Which most people get into that. Something gets them so focused or fixated on something that means nothing, that they're missing even relevant information, that the reason that they're there, other than buying, purchasing, or wherever they are, it's always somebody or something that we're supposed to witness wherever we are.
Yes.
So, yes, and it's understanding that water at the end of the day, as we're going through a transformation, because, again, the water that we're getting from this so-called global warming, which is no more than the age of Aquarius, the pouring out of the water bearer, all of this energy from the water is the transformation that we're going through, like water itself goes through a three-stage transformation. From water, the first step is evaporation. Which are vapors and gases that the water from the heat, humidity, sun now changes, transforms into vapors called evaporation. And from evaporation, it goes into condensation, which is no more than the clouds we see forming at different times, that this evaporation becomes water droplets that become the clouds. Before we go to the third stage, back to water, called precipitation, which is the rain, the water that falls back down. It only goes through a transformation. And this is what, be watered, my friend, because we're going through a transformation, family.
Yeah, yes,
as
we are.
As we do that evaporation, it's that evolution that we're going through process. To go through that change of condensation of that spirit, that gas, those vapors. I got the vapors. They change back into rain, purple rain, purple rain.
Yes.
That rain falls
Eddie.
Yes.
I'm sorry, forgive me. The first thing you talked about was the anniversary of Caliban. Now, the NRA has made what it. Now,
we were talking about
yes,
it was. And we were talking about the today's anniversary of the Aurora shooting.
Oh, the
in
yes,
Colorado
yes.
Now. No. The Caliban shooting also happened that same year.
Oh, okay.
It just wasn't today. That's why I didn't mention it as of yet, but you brought it up, so that's cool. But again, we're going to touch on all of this that's happening and connect some of these dots during the class
once
we get there, because it all ties into all of it.
Okay, so you know about the NR-15s that they made for children.
No, I wasn't aware of these weapons they had made for children.
For children. The NRA has made these weapons that look just like the adult, what they said. Their commercial says, just like mom and pops.
I had no idea about that, but I appreciate it and thank you for that. You know, that's just something else that basically gave me all type of thoughts and ideas that, because again, I was not aware of that. So again, I appreciate that info that I will be able to use in the classes to come. So thank you.
You're welcome. They call it for juniors. U.S. weapons manufacturers unveil semi-automatic junior AR-style rifles for children.
Yeah. Yeah, so with that one, I have to say, parents beware, because if they're making for children number one, they're going to somehow or another, or some way it's going to get to your child without your knowing it or without your permission. I'll say it that way. So if they're already advertising it and pushing it towards the children, juniors, and we already know that there are certain parents that are going to get it for their children anyway, who are already into guns, weapons, this, that, and the other. And it's just another way of getting, having something for their child that's fit them for their age, that they can teach them how to kill. And at the end of the day, we, the people, have let the government, all of these corporations, just get totally out of hand. Because just like we were censored, and we used to, the people used to hold those in power, be it the government, corporations, companies, or what have you. We used to hold them accountable, and we don't do that anymore. We constantly sit back and complain and tell those who are supposed to represent us, as far as being the government, the problems that we want them to take care of, and they're the problems who are... They've been paid to play these games, and this is why we constantly kick the so-called proverbial can down the street. We just keep kicking the can, you know. Just like, wasn't it 2-3 years ago we was talking about reparations, and every year, year and a half, they bring up reparations, you know. Again, it's kicking the can down the road, you know. How many times we going to keep talking about, we going to talk about it and put it on, and ain't shit being done, you know?
You're right about that. We have a caller. They may want to chime in on this. All right. Area code 706.
Well, good evening, Sister Antoinette, and good evening,
Good evening, Brother Kwame.
How you doing, Brother Kwame? I know you're probably listening to two shows, trying to get in where you fit in. So, glad to hear you, though, brother.
I had to come over, you know, and the part for me is, and I came in when she was telling about the guns and the weaponry. And the thing that I was doing, you know, last week I was going through and I'd seen Mattel. Remember Mattel used to make the toy guns? They made up nose 38 and the Colt 45s with the pearl handles that we were cowboys when we were children. And the guns were so authentic looking that if you had that today, you would, children would be killed because they look so real and the way in which they made them. And they even made them to where they had the cap guns and they had the rifles that threw out the bullets with the caps on it. So what they did was is they were training children at that age in being able to emulate what they were seeing on all of the cowboys and westerns and that part of it. But then they started getting into the police department, and everybody was wanting to have a shoulder holster and a snub nose 38. And then they did the boys to, what was it, Boys in the Hood. And then they start showing them how to use Glocks and start shooting. But the whole industry is done through media. In the training to kill, because they already have done statistics and showing by the time a child reaches adolescence, it has seen over 25,000 simulated murders by watching television and playing games. So they've already been programmed to kill, because this is the way that they program that child in seeing them shooting and people getting killed on television. But the child has no conceived notion of, if I pull this trigger, they're not going to get up and do like a rerun on television. They dead for real. And so what they had to do was, and they created Boys in the Hood, because when we start making zip guns and trying to shoot like cowboys, because cowboys threw bullets. If you ever noticed that when a cowboy was shooting, unless you're just standing up, you know, in a gunfight, you shoot at each other. But when you ride the horse, they throwing bullets at each other. And so this is the way that they had to train the person to be accurate to kill each other by giving them Boys in the Hood. Here, turn it sideways and point and empty that clip. Take that submachine gun and empty that clip. The AR-15 is the what Mattel made the M16 for the United States Army in Vietnam, and that was the worst weapon in the world that you could use in a war, because that thing would, you could drop a hair in there and it would jam up, and you don't need a gun to jam up because it was basically plastic and a little metal. And so what we copied in looking, trying not to duplicate, was the Chinese or the AK-47, because the AK-47 was a weapon that wouldn't jam. You could shoot it dang near underwater. That's how much they had perfected that weapon to do what they wanted it to do. And what we're seeing now with this is the same three things that started the massacring of indigenous people here in America, and the trade that took the African out of the slave trade coming out of Africa. They used the same three things today. Number one was rum, alcohol. Number two was guns, muskets, back in the day. And number three, take off your buckskins, take off your loincloth, and put on some breeches and some shirts and look like the Englishman. Those same three things. If you look in our community, this is what's causing the same destruction of the new slave trade.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. I'm a kind of switch it up a little bit, but it's still all connected. And again, find the patterns, our own particular power, but to connect the dots is what we've been talking about for the last several weeks, dealing with the five, called the gun. But again, the five is dealing with that astrological happening of the Sirius Gateway that basically open between July 3rd and 7th. That's 5 days. We started off with gun being 14, which is five. And right along with five, those 5 days, we started talking about CERN being turned on July 5th. Well, CERN is 14, that's five. Then we started talking about the Georgia Guidestones that was destroyed one day after CERN was so-called turned on July 6th with the Georgia Guidestones. Well, Georgia Guidestones equal 86. 8 plus 6 is 14. That's another 5. It's no coincidence that the Georgia Guidestones is right off Highway 77, which is another 5. 7 plus 7, 14. And last but not least, as we're talking about the mass shootings, with mass shooting is 50-5. CERN for me has a lot to do with the mass shootings, because 10 years ago, which would make it 2012, the five, as I started off with, we had on today's date the shooting at the Aurora, Colorado theater. CERN was in its experimental stage, but 2012 is a five. Who was the president in 2012? I think it was Barack Obama, who had just got back in office. Right after that, or right before that, we had the shooting in Columbine, 2012. We had the shooting in Sandy Hook, 2012. Fast forward, Joe Biden was the vice president, and it seems like we're starting with these mass shootings, because when we were talking about CERN, that's when we were talking about it during the administration of Barack Obama the last time. We weren't talking about it during Donald Trump's presidential tender as much. We might have touched on it, but not like Barack Obama and not like now. So, yeah, those mass shootings, which is a five, is all part of CERN, because for me, to let us know that they turned this machine on July 5th, well, July 5th is 5-7 or 5G. It's part of the 5G waves, these waves that are being sent out. Because when we look at it, this is when we've been seeing this influx. And I'm not putting it Democratic personally or Republican, but it is a coincidence that during Barack and Joe Biden's presidency that these mass shootings, again, flare up. That means that during Barack's administration with Vice President Biden, shit wasn't done, because we still recycling the same shit, the same thing.
Yeah, but that's July 4th. Want to say that the agenda doesn't change. The only thing they do is change, but the agenda stays the same.
Same thing with the words. The words change, but the numbers remain the same.
Yeah.
Right. And
go ahead, Brother Kwan.
Okay. And you made excellent point, because the 3 to 5 days from serious rising.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that serious rising is something that happens every year at that time.
Every
and then
year.
It rises again on December. It reconnects to the grid on July 24th when it realigns with the Pyramid of Giza and shines, the starlight shines into the Queen's Chamber, and it hits, goes into the reflection pool and makes the Nile River rise. That begins the new year, because that's where you have, when you go back to Barack Obama in December, he was elected in November 2012, but on December 21st, 2012, was the crossing of the galactic center. That was the end of the galactic year of that 25,920 years, December 21st, 2012. What we have is that, and you're looking at the Georgia Guidestones, and the Georgia Guidestones, like you said, is on Route 77, but the Georgia Guidestones were put down on 7-6. CERN was excavated on 7-5, because CERN was the collider, the LHC collider was started, and what they ran when they ran it on the 5th, they ran the collider. It was started, and its first running was in 1980. and the Georgia Guidestones were put up and opened
in
up March 1980. And so it was 42. So Georgia 7-6-2022. So you taken 7 is the number of the letter G, which is the Georgia Guidestones, is for the letter G. And you did it on the 6th day in 2022, which is a 6, and it was what? 42 years being there was another 6. So you have the 6th date, the 6 adds up in 2022, and it was 42 years old. That's another 6. So you have the 3 sixes right there. Then you had the thing that happened on June 24th. That was Roe v. Wade, 2026. And that was the 3 sixes again.
6-24-2022, yes, 666. Let me just side note for a second and just seeing how these numbers parallel. As we said, the Georgia Guidestones were destroyed on 7-6. And when we look at CERN being 14, CERN is actually the name. The LHC is the Large Hadron Collider. Isn't it interesting?
Right.
Large Hadron Collider comes up to 67, 76 in reverse, 13, y'all.
Hmm.
Yeah. All this is connected.
Yeah.
That ain't making sense.
When you go back and look at something, you go back and look at in history, and you can go to Hugs, H-U-G-S. It's a website. And they put the secret of Sirius is that it started July 4th, 13 B.C., is when Augustus Caesar and joined together the families and the Spanish and the Portuguese in formulating the Universal Brotherhood, which formulated the government, is why they had to align this country in that date of keeping up the Roman dictatorship through the church and keep that in alignment. And you said it's July 4th, 13 B.C., and what did the country founded itself on when it founded itself was what? The 13 colonies.
Mm-hmm.
July 4th,
oh, yeah.
They had 13 colonies.
Yeah. So that 13, that 76, 13, that 67,
there
13. Honestly say 13, 14, metaphysics. That's the return of Big Mama, y'all. And that's why CERN uses Big Mama in front of a statue called Kali Ma. Kali Ma is 13. It's the 4.
And what you look at, right, but what you look at, what I was sharing, go ahead, Antoinette.
No, I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying
something.
I
was listening to you. No, you're fine.
But what you hit on is when you're saying those 5 days, because when Sirius rises, there's Sirius A, B, and C. And in the Dogons, knowing the history and giving that history to the French anthropologists, that they had that other sun, that the white dwarf, and the star and the other moon, C, it's called the son of woman, and it represents the goddess, what is her name, Amma. It's A-M-M-A, and A-M-M-A is the goddess, is the sun god. And what she represents, when you said Big Mama, you just take it and you switch it around, is M-A-M-A, Mama. They just changed and gave the gods and the goddess name. Big Mama is the goddess Amma. This is the Dogon's history that they brought from Kemet, from the mystery system, from the temples of Dendera, when they were studying the astrological alignments and having to follow Sirius as being the sun goddess, and the sun male was who? Amun-Ra. Sirius is the female sun, which is 550 times larger than our sun. So on July 3rd, that alignment of the two suns rising together.
That's it. I was talking. I'm glad I had myself on mute. But again, I love it because, again, the names will change, but the numbers remain the same. As we said, Mama and Ama, you know, A-M-M-A, M-A-M-A, you know, again, they keep changing the names, but the numbers are a key because they remain the same. They keep using the same numbers, giving us different words time after time after time. And once we see that number behind the new word that is now being used, we can start connecting those dots, filling in those gaps.
But see, and the other thing that we are not looking at, they launched too the James Webb Telescope. That large telescope that now is taken over from the Hubble telescope, which is gold plated, but it's also the way in which it's made in the bee honeycombs like a beehive. And this is all gold plated on what's called, the metal is called beryllium. Beryllium comes from emerald. And what we have that's our ancient guide is what? The Emerald Tablets. And the part of their using beryllium is because beryllium is also it's an electromagnetic metal, and it has the highest intensity to burn, and it is one of the strongest metal, and it doesn't spark, and it's called the silver gold. And so beryllium and gold pointed out into the universe, this is why they're bringing back all of these fantastic pictures and pictures of the black hole, and that is because now they've got an emerald tablet pointed out with the gold, because the gold picks up the ultraviolet light and those gamma rays that can't be seen, but they can be received because gold picks up the highest frequency. So you combine that now on the outskirts of our galaxy is pointing outward into the universe, that now they're capturing light that has never been seen before. But we have connected, and what they're attempting to connect with what we have already known, being that we are, as they call it, inalienable rights. That means you're an alien and you have rights to be on this planet.
That's why even the connection with that alien and alienable rights, alien is 14, that 5. But even more important, when you mention the emerald tablets, emerald, wow, emerald is 23, that 5. See, they know even by the number behind these words that they're using, those power words. Because at the end of the day, that emerald, that 23, is no more than the dust that we are always talking about, the stardust.
Right.
All of it's connected when we see the word and the number behind those words that they're using, that we are. But by their definition,
right,
of a word, we don't see the number that never changes. That's why that 5 was called carper. I mean, called color.
Right.
It was color. See?
That was
so,
on my birth certificate.
Yeah. See? And they changed these carper color people to red. The name changed from color 14 to red, 14, and we know that the color copper is brown. Brown is 14. They just keep replacing
the words, just like black, too, is Negro, too.
Yeah.
But isn't the same thing when you look at the, in their Helios Biblios in Matthews and then in Revelation says that his feet was the color of what? Burnt brass, and his hair was
burnt brass. Burnt is 14, burnt. Family. 14
right.
is brown. Brass is 20, which is the 2. Black. Black is 2. Do we really see our story behind all of these words that they're using in these allegories and parables? Yes.
Right.
That 14, that 5, which comes to Jesus Christ, is 5. It's all saying all of that. Once we are in the 5, it's no more than human beings. We're the human beings that reflect, that go through the Christ to become who we are supposed to be. But we want to be Democrats, Republicans, Christians, Jewish, Muslims, everything else except the human beings, the plant on this earth and nature that we're supposed to be. We're just a living, walking, damn plant called human beings, fam. The 5. That's why plant is 5. Human beings are 5. Jesus Christ is 5. Fellowship is 5. Interpretation, it's yours, is 5.
Yeah.
Where do you get your thought? Call your thought. Thought is 5. That's why Brother Kwame is 14, 5, Antoinette is 5, and Eddie is 5. That's the reason all three of us 5 goddamn is on this damn line. 5 today.
Well, we have someone else that's waiting to come in.
Oh, let him in.
So I'm going to, okay.
He's knocking at the door. Ringing the bell.
Yes, you are. Area code 404.
Yehudo, how y'all be?
All right,
hello, Brother
Wesley. How you doing? Sam, how you doing? Good to hear you.
Hey, I'm just enjoying this show, man. Enjoying this show, enjoying everything. Fun time to be alive, to see all this BS come to an end. And I want to tell all y'all, we built for this time right here, man. Everybody on the planet, mm-hmm. We built for this time, man. We built for this, bro. Fun to be alive, man, to see all this lodemic they keep throwing, the lodemic. We beat them, man. They time up. It's over, man. It's over. I got to tell everybody, sit back, relax, chill, enjoy the show, enjoy the way this end is going to be, because the end is the beginning. So we about to get everything they need stole from us. So you doing all right, Antoinette? You good now?
Yes, I'm well. Thank you very much.
All right. You don't need that Neuralink. You don't need that Neuralink hooked up, do you? You good?
Who?
The Neuralink. You know what that is?
No.
Come on, Anthony. We talked about that earlier today. Now, I'm trying to get you sharp. I'm trying to get your mind sharp where you can get your memory, the right memory. When you have a conversation, and then you forget what you already talked about. All right? I'm trying to keep you with us. I'm trying to keep my folks with us, man. All right? Okay, because with the Neuralink, we talked about that earlier. Say what?
I said, I'm
ma'am,
not planning on going anywhere. I don't.
You going
not
up? We going
on
up.
Going.
You got a choice. You either go up with us, the next dimension, or you stay on down here with the rest of the clowns. You got a choice. Everybody got a choice.
That is so true.
That's right. And I'm trying to find a song. I'm coming. I'm asking y'all, Eddie, y'all remember the OJs, the group called the OJs, right? Y'all remember them?
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, they had a song came out called The 16 Families, man, where they explain all these evil families that's running this thing.
Called
and
the
you
16
know,
families?
I've been looking. Correct.
That's
the 16
name of
families.
It?
That's the name of it. All right. Well, they told all the 16 devil families. Okay. One of them, Eddie, y'all families going to get taken out. That Prisca family, they finna fall, man. All these 16 family demons that's running this devilment, they coming to an end, man. All right, that's what the whole plan about, man. So y'all just relax and chill. And, y'all know Brittany Grenier is a man. Y'all know that, right? That's a man, y'all. We've been lied to. That's a woman. I mean, that's a man. Look at that neck. Y'all see the picture of Brittany Grenier, Brittany Griner. That's a man. I already knew that. When you see it, just look at his neck. Got a big ass antlers that was bigger than mine. That's a man. All right. I've been told to tell y'all, man. Yeah, that's a man. I be told to tell y'all people stuff, man. I don't want to do it, but I gotta tell it. And it's one time to be alive, man. Yeah, that's a man, man. And it's beautiful time to be alive to see the stones fall down and all the London bridges falling down, man. It's beautiful.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, all this stuff coming to an end, man. It's beautiful. I'm going to tell y'all, like I told y'all Robert Ecton last night, we're getting ready to have free electricity and free water that God made on the planet. All right? I'm going to tell y'all how they're going to do electricity first. All right? Well, y'all know that, because what did Yeshua say? Everything's going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye, right? Since y'all were talking about it.
Yes.
Isn't that what he said? Isn't that what he said? Okay.
Yes,
I didn't
that's
know
what
electricity.
He said, twinkle of an eye. Yes.
That's right. And it's going to be so smooth, we're going to be real. We're going to feel it, Harley, man. We just going to feel it because we're going
right.
to feel beautiful and light. But the way it's going to be done,
that's
I think they got all these demons. Because they're taking out all these 500 million demons one by one. So it's going to take a minute till you get to the big one. When you get to the big one, we going to all see. When you get to the big one, it's beautiful, man. But how they going to do electricity, man? Everybody's lights going to go out for like 15, 20 minutes, right?
Mm.
And then it's going to come back, and then it's going to come back, and then it's going to come back on. And that's going to be free electricity, free electricity. Same thing with the water, because you can pull water out the air, too. They got technology where you can pull water out there.
Yeah,
the
evaporation system. Yeah.
Well,
put a piece of Saran wrap over a glass and have it sitting out in the sun, and it'll draw.
Right. But I'm trying to explain y'all how the stuff gonna change, man. Where you gonna get stuff free? You ain't got to worry about that, because we already got the damn powerhouses and all that's gonna be shut down. And it's going to be converted to this new, the real technology, man, where everything's going to be free, man. Free water, free air. And then all the stuff they stole from us, it's going to be beautiful too, man. Because eventually, I ain't going to get to that right there. I can't tell you all that right there, man. It's some deep stuff, man. But it's going to be beautiful. But it's fun time to be alive, man, to see it come to an end. And you're right, man, with your words, man. I try to tell people that words put spells on people, man. That's why we went to school.
Yes,
what they have? A spelling damn test. I tried to tell that New York one.
Yes.
And I say we put spells on each other, man. We got to realize what we be saying. I say, especially when a man and a woman be together, the ones that love each other, they put spells on each other, man. When you talk to a woman, and then some women has put spells on me. I ain't going to tell no lie, man. Get to talking and wiggling and jiggling and shit. That's a spell. It's beautiful, man. I told y'all Brittany Griner was a man. Another one, y'all know they blew the whole Hoover Dam up yesterday. Somebody tried to blow that up. So we finna get free power, man. Y'all saw that, right?
I saw that, yeah.
I didn't see it, but I've been hearing a lot of crazy stuff that people are doing. You know.
Yeah, because they took that snake venom, man. That venom, they're turning people into snakes, man. I keep trying to tell y'all that's what they're building about, man. Robert Ecton, he's the one that came up, that really broke it out. But that snake venom they put in people, man. They turn into snakes, man. Huh?
After I say it's all the numbers, all the words, it's all connected because, again, the power behind the words are the numbers. So, again, when we look at that word, vaccine, they just change the name. The number remains the same. Vaccine is 23, which is 5. Venom is 14, which is 5. Disease is 32, which is 5. Pandemic, 23, which is 5. We keep talking about the 5, but we don't see death, which is 23. It's all part of this 5. It's called depopulation, 41, which is part of the 5. CERN, 14, is part of this mass shooting. Mass shooting is 50. 5, CERN, 14, 5. The 5, family, I got 5 on this shit. I see this shit. That's why I know the game. Game is 14, 5. 14, recognize 14. Game, recognize game. I see this shit by the numbers, family. That's my way of seeing the patterns. Everybody has a different way. My way is sharing so that you could use this to enhance wherever you are to get to the place you want to, because that's all we have to give is what we've been given, so we can give it to others so that they could use it because it's beneficial.
Yep.
And I'm saying how to kick these people, these demons, in the ass. That's why ass is 13 and demon is 13. But remember, it's God 13 just kicking that ass. And it's just giving us that same protection that we need, because as you said, we're recognizing some of us, not all of us, that as that twinkling of an eye, it's called the head will become the tail, and the tail will become the head. That switch, that paradigm shift is already shifting, family, and a lot of us feel the shift, and some people don't. Mm-hmm. That's those who are going to be left behind, because when we still get that information, that should activate something within you to let you know what's happening, and it doesn't. That means you're not basically worthy to enter this next realm, this next dimension. See, because it's based on one's integrity and their damn character.
Mm-hmm.
And if your integrity is shot and you around here bullshitting and willy-nilly and doing all this nonsense, well, no. The universe, the Galactic Federation, the cosmos itself will not let you enter with no bullshit. This is why we got to be real. This is why it's truth. That's why right now all that's happening is the truth is being revealed, family. The truth will set you free. Whereas the truth that's being revealed is kicking all these untruths, these liars in the ass.
That's right. That's why all those sinkholes opening up, man. Since you said that, all the sinkholes opening up. Y'all know why?
Oh.
The sinkholes opening up. Because them demons going to be thrown in the pit, man. They don't know which pit they're going to be thrown in, man. And like you said, I'm with you, man. I'm going to put my foot up their ass and start kicking their ass in the pit, man. That's why all the sinkholes opening up, man, for all these 500 million demons, man. Okay, take a minute to round all their ass up, man. But they're getting round up as we speak, man. This ain't no joke, man.
Again. Like I said, you just said that 500 million demons, there's that five again, like Georgia Guidestones come to 86, which is a five. And even on the Guidestones, all they wanted was 500 million people out of 7.5 billion. There's that five again. So, yeah, put that five on it, because these people are working with that.
Each person to be they wanted each person. They wanted 500 million people, and each person would have been assigned a demon. But the shit, everything they try to do is backfiring, man. Everything doing is backfiring. So them 500 million demons, they will be taken out. Some of them get taken out as we speak, man. Okay, take a minute to take out 500 million, so it's going to take a minute. But it's just speeding up, man. We're here 6,000 right now, man. The 6,000 time is years up. I was off by 200-something years, but then I had to recalculate. And we right in the middle of 6,000 years right now, man. It's the end. For them people, it's over. Probably it's over, y'all.
Yeah. It's definitely that their time is up.
But could I share something?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Kwame.
And what we have to be mindful, as above, so below. And what we're looking at is that we had just that transformer blew on the Hoover Dam. And you had that sinkhole that appeared up there in Brooklyn. You also had a couple of days ago that just hit the earth, a CME, the coronal mass ejection, that way, that energy that came off of the sun hit the planet.
That was 19.
But when that energy hits the planet, it will directly, if it's according on where it's directed towards, so that part of where it hit in Nevada blew that transformer, but also when the electromagnetic energy hits the planet, it also hits underground, and it will blow pipes underground to cause sinkholes. And so what we're looking at, this is the power that's coming from above to do the work that we are all talking about, because they're being attacked by a power what's called divine intelligence. And the Creator is doing it in such a way that they cannot stop.
You absolutely correct, man. You correct. And like y'all here to say, the ones that they got all that baggage, they want to be stuck in the evil zone, they're going to be stuck. And that's why a lot of them ain't going to make it, man. Because we all got to sit down to the banquet table of our consequences. So you might as well don't try to be on a diet not to have too much damn consequences, man. Hopefully your damn diet is eating salad or something. I hope it's mine is salad. Not no ass whooping.
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right.
And the other thing. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. You're good. Go ahead.
No, I was looking at something because Brother Eddie Park. Because see, when they fired up CERN, and they did that, you messing with the electromagnetic energy in the grid when you had that collider run and hit, and what you're getting is that you get like aftershocks, that when you hit certain tectonic plates or you draw down energy that is coming from outer space and coming from outside of the ionosphere, you draw down that energy to the earth. So what you're doing, and this is why people are always talking about, will CERN create a black hole? Because what it will do is it's going to do the magnetic field of the planet. Just like the movie, remember the movie Core? I don't know how many of y'all remember that. They had a movie.
I never saw it.
But Core was when they had to go back, because what they had done is they did something like with CERN. They fired up this reactor. And what it did was threw the sun off in the earth, and the magnetic core, the magnetic iron magnetic core on the earth was thrown off, and it was drawing down storms and causing disasters on the earth. And so what they had to do is go to the center of the earth and to set off a charge to get it to spin back in the right direction. Because what they had done is throwed it off, and it had it going in the opposite direction. So this is what we're looking at with them attempting to do these experiments, thinking that they can find the God particle, which is impossible, because even with the telescope that they've got up there now, the web, and what they're doing inside of the earth, they cannot create the mind of the Creator.
Yeah. And what they're doing is they lie about the God. They're trying to find they lie which God. They're trying to call up demons, man. Them folks, because if you look at that sigil of CERN, and you look at the way it looks, that's three sixes, man. The way it's a circle with three lines, and that's three sixes,
oh,
man. They're trying to call up.
The,
look at the sigil, the way it looks.
Right.
Yeah. I did a class on that in 2015, and I even I'm a lightweight artist, so I even drew the symbology of CERN, and yes, it does reflect the symbol of CERN is 666 within that. But again, what we're all talking about is that Big Mama energy is no more than as above, because so below where we are is what we've all been doing. We've been doing what the Father has given us is to bring the order back. You know,
we ain't
got to worry about right and wrong.
That's right.
See, because when we bring things in order, that's right. That's already correct when we bring the order. So now we've been bringing, or we've done our part on this physical realm. As we say, it's the spiritual. That's Mama. Big Mama now is coming back to reclaim her fame amongst this bullshit. She's coming to kick ass and take names. She ain't playing. See, because, again, we being her children, we getting our asses, a lot of our asses raked across the coal. But, again, we still have stood fast on our square, in our lane, to give what we're supposed to give. And it's like a tag team. Father has done his part with us to bring the righteousness, see? And once we spoke truth to power, and we did, and used all the resources that we have, mama's going to step in. And this is what's happening. As above, mama's stepping in now, family. That's why it's the spiritual age that we're going through. Yes, sir.
And what you're saying is correct, because the thing that we're doing and what we're seeing happen is there's cosmic order, there's universal order, and there's nature's order. We are out of order. The human beings, some of the human beings that have put themselves in positions are out of order. And what's happening is that we who are in knowledge and who've been downloaded, we're assimilating back into the order of through the fifth dimension and reconnecting to the order of Mother Earth. Because with us being the children of the earth, we have to get back in order with our mother. And we have been made orphans because you're put into an urban area. That means urban only means you are banned from your mother. That means it's just like you take that slave child born, you take it from the mother and sell it to the master, then that child is an orphan. It doesn't have a connection until it gets back to its mother and it connects back to her. And so this is what we're seeing, in that we have the great migration coming back to the South and coming back to the land, and we're re-identifying, getting back to order with the Mother Earth. This is what the whole spiritual reconnection is, and overstanding in this word spiritual is the word rituals. How do we do to align ourselves with our mother's energy? Take your shoes off. Walk on the earth. Connect your soul back. Look into the sun and get downloaded and get reacclimated to the oneness of the universal one that's in you.
Okay, let me ask y'all something, all y'all. If something y'all want to do that you always want to do, and what would that be? That each one of y'all, I want to find out something, see if y'all really plugged in. Each one of y'all, everybody got something they want to do for the enjoyment, to fulfill their life. So, Antoinette, is there something you want to do that you always wanted to do, like on your bucket list or something? All y'all, all three of y'all. How many people online?
Yeah, there is.
Can I share?
No, I really don't. Forgive me, but no, I don't.
Okay, person. Eddie, can I share?
Well, for me, I'm doing what I enjoy doing. This is why I come on. I'm doing this for free, shit. And like I said, it's what's free to me is the information that I'm disseminating, that I'm giving. You know, I love doing what I'm doing, man, you know. And I'm seeing more of a direct path. And the more I do it, the more I receive, the more I get, you know. So I know if you listening to me, Brother Kwame listening to me, Sister Antoinette has got me on this show, and other people are listening, and it's something that's been given to me to say that people are supposed to hear. So, hey, I'm enjoying doing, and I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. So that's it for me.
That's good. We have a call. I'm going to bring that in with us.
Okay. I'm
sorry.
Yeah, cause mine. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I see it real fast. I'm enjoying what I'm doing, but my next adventure is go swim with the dolphins, man. I gotta let the dolphins talk to me. So that's my plan.
I thought you did that. Okay, I know what you did. You got on both oceans.
Yeah, I've been in both oceans. Now I got to go. I was trying to find some seals and dolphins, but now I got to go and let the dolphins talk to me, man. Because I already have birds and stuff talk to me. I have every for the last week, I have a hummingbird that come to my window and look at me and thank me for not cutting down that favorite tree they like, man. I got the I got some hummingbirds. I've been wanting to cut that tree down. But the hummingbird say, "Hey, bro, we appreciate it. Give me some dap, man." So I talk to the
I got a squirrel that for 15 years, this squirrel taps on my window every morning and all through the day. I call it a peeping Tom.
If you want to thank you and talk to you, man, listen to them and watch them. And they tell you what to do and what's going on, especially them hummingbirds, man. But anyway, I got to go out at the dolphin.
This is a squirrel that every day that squirrel comes and hits my window, takes his tail and hits it up against my window.
Telling you to work and play. That's what squirrel means. And Brother Wes, the hummingbird means renewal. And that hummingbird coming and you not tearing down that tree, it's knowing that what you're getting is a renewal of couldn't to be who you are and what you want to do on this planet. But you said you had another caller, Sister Antoinette.
Yeah, we do. Let me bring her in real quick. And okay. Area code 336. Sister Paris. Sister Paris. Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear?
Hello.
Okay. Greetings. I'm so grateful to hear that you're feeling better. You're sounding better. And you've been taking care of your voice.
You.
It sounds like. I'm grateful. And greetings, family. Thank you, Brother Kwame, for sharing squirrel medicine with Sister Antoinette. And at 5:09 Arizona time, the hummingbird came. 5:09. So,
and Sister Perry, you sound like you're far away. You sound like you're far away.
Let me.
Okay, can you hear me better now? Yes. Yes, much better.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank us. All right. What did you say the hummingbird meant, Brother Kwame? If you hear something in the background, I got the thing on the, what do you call it, for the air, because somebody is smoking in my apartment building, and it's like breathing ether, ammonia. It's really giving me some issues.
Yeah, the humidifier on.
Yeah, anyway, okay. What did you say about the hummingbird, Brother Kwame?
Oh, the hummingbird stands for renewal. It's bringing renewal. That's why it's able to fly like it does. It's the only bird that can hover in one spot and move back and forth. And the hummingbird signifies the renewal of something in your life.
Wow. Well, today, my brother, he has Vision One Women Ministries, and he donated a sewing machine. It's up there on Instagram or something. And that was just, today is an 8. And I saw the hummingbird at a 5:09, which is a 5. And I'm thinking to myself, wow. And then, Brother Wes, you're a trip. You ask, what do you really want to do? Well, that sewing machine that my brother donated and the conversations or the reasonings that we've been having and the powwows that my people have been sending me, before I leave the planet, family, I want to have a second. I already did one in High Point, North Carolina, but I want to have a number 2 in Miracle Valley, a powwow with Poti people. Poti meaning the pupil of the eye. If you're Baha'i, that's what we say for people who look like us. We're Poti people. And before I leave this planet this time around, I want to have a an all nations powwow with people who look like us and some throw down regalias. I know that they're out there. I know that the people who look like us are out there, and they are equipped to come to the table in their regalia. It's so beautiful how the Indian people come together with the doggone powwows. I mean, I've been posting on Facebook. This is what I want to have happen. I've been wanting to do this for at least 30 years, family. And that's what I want to do in Miracle Valley, Brother West. And I made some decisions, family. I told my Baha'i community, no more bullshit, no more Zoom. If you can't come to see me and take me out and be with nature, I don't have to be bothered with you. If you cannot build me a fire to help me heal and do prayers, I just don't have the energy. I got 70 years on this planet, and I know that nature is going to be the saving grace for many people, especially people who look like us, the Poti people. So I'm just grateful that I come to my senses. I don't want to be bothered too much with people. I tune in on this show, but we got issues, people, especially these creatures who look like us. We got issues.
Yes, you're right.
And yeah. I give thanks to be able to tune in, family, to have some type of groundedness. And Brother Kwame, I'm putting in my order. If you choose to come back here on this planet, I'll be here. Because I'm coming back, y'all. I got a lot of work. I'm coming back. I'm just planting seeds, and I'm coming back. And Brother Kwame, I hope that you will be back too, because I give thanks for your wisdom and your knowledges and how you have kept me grounded even before you got to Camp Arizona in North Carolina. You, Brother Kwame, family, every piece of information that I share with him, he didn't take me for no fucking bullshit. Excuse my French. Many people do. But Brother Kwame took notes, and he connected to all of what I shared with him, and he proved to me that he was no bullshit either. And excuse my French. And I appreciate
hey, Mama,
you, Brother Kwame.
Can I say something
yeah.
to you? Can I say something to you? I saw that on you on Facebook. I saw all your 6 days. I sent it to everybody. When you was beating the drum, I shared it to everybody. Everybody you're talking to, we see you. We saw you.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All your Facebook posts. So you beating the drum, and you scared the hell out of me. When you say, ow, you scared the hell out of me. And then next thing I know, I saw you with that hat.
I saw,
huh? All your Facebook folks. And then when I saw you with that damn hatchet, I said, oh, hell, you mean business, ain't it? I see you with a hatchet in your hand. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you what the creator told me to tell you. By next year this time, You're going to be out of that chair walking around. If I come to Arizona, I won't see you in no chair. I won't see you walking around. You getting out of that chair.
Okay. Thank us.
Yeah, yeah, we all see you now.
Okay,
excuse
all right.
Me,
I'm Brother Eddie. Yeah, just for one moment, Brother Eddie.
Yes, go ahead.
We have 10 minutes left. Tell me what would you like to do.
We keep going right now. The family's got me. I'm laughing and just enjoying this. And Mother AZ, real quick, you know, again, you're saying you're coming back. You know, worry about coming back when you get back. Right now, you still got business. You still got a job, a mission, an assignment that you're doing. Dealing with that 70 years that you've been here, that's no more than the nature you're talking about that you're in now. So, again, you're connecting with all that. For me, by the number, but even using the words and your emotions, it's already there. So you have a lot more to do. Like Brother West said, next year this time, you'll be up and walking. So, again, he's seeing things, and he's letting you know that you are – here and now, not down the road coming back, but you here and now for a purpose.
Okay, don't I take that.
Thank you. I need to make an announcement, y'all. Okay, y'all, we have 9 minutes left in this live broadcast. So in order for you to continue to listen to the show or if you wish to be a part of it, you have to call in now. The call-in number is area code 515-605-9343. Again, that number is 515-605-9343. And Brother Eddie, you want to give your contact information?
Yes, I could be reached at eharris12764@gmail.com. That's E. H-A-R-R-I-S 12764@gmail.com. And Brother Kwame, I definitely want to hear your answer to Brother West's question on what it is you are here or what you want to do.
Well, and I thank you, and I thank Brother West for that. And for me is what I'm doing right now is being a service to the Creator and my ancestors and being able to give what has been given to me through the Creator and through my ancestors and being a service to the people and the planet. And so that's my goal that I'm doing as I walk this red road today in my life.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you. Like I said, we are doing what we are intended to do. We're just getting better and better and better. That's why better is 31, at what we are here to do, our part, dealing with the universe. The universe is no more, as you call it all the time, is the Milky Way. It's just another name, same number. It's the cosmos. It's cosmic. It's the galactic. We're just the seeds from the galactic family that have been flowing on the currents of the wind that are now taking root where we are, but we're remembering all of this. This is why the water, again, be water, my friend. Because not only does water bring back memories, but water is that adaptable substance that becomes every and anything. So, yes, the water ability is the spiritual. It's truth. Same number, different words, family. Find your power because, again, you have the power. Power is one, and you, Y-O-U, comes to one. You are the power. Find your power and use it or lose it, family, because that's what's happening. A lot of us have lost what we've been given because we didn't even recognize it. So, Brother Kwame, I echo the sentiment of being on your square. Brother Wes, on your square. Mother AZ, on your square. Just stay in your lane, family. Stay in the lane. So, Brother Kwame, you can continue. I didn't mean to break your flow.
No, and what I'm really feeling and what we're sharing, and thank Mama AZ for what she shared, the part that we're now connecting to is how do we come back into order? Because we've been given places on this turtle island that has caused a lot of disorder in the environments that we live in. And how do we keep this bringing back the order? First, we have to get ourselves in order. That's the journey within. And once you get order and you get the enemies out of you, then the enemies outside of you can't harm you. And then the process of reconnecting to Enumaka, Mother Earth, and being able to find your oneness with her and how you move about this planet and in these sacred forests and on these certain grids that allow us to connect to the greater energy of the wood wide web, not the world wide web. We have to connect back to the wood wide web, to that microbial internet that is beneath the soil, that is connected to the core, all the way to the core of the center of our Mother Earth, and connects us to our galactic connections through our solar system and through our Milky Way and outside of that Milky Way, because on those 5 days that opens up the gateway, you have access to go outside of the Milky Way. And then that opens up the next portal that comes is 888, which is the Lion's Gate. And so what we're having that's coming up on the 28th is the new moon, and this new moon is leading us into the Lion's Gate. And so what we're having is that we're going to align in such a way that there's another connection with Sirius and the alignment of Leo. And so these are the parts of understanding the astral cartography. The astral cartography is where we are on the planet and the alignment of where we came in at and how we work with the energy that from the astral to the mapping of the grids on the planet and working our geomancy and being able to work earth divination and being able to be like Mama AZ, go out there to A.A. Allen's place space and be on that sacred land. Us here going up on Stone Mountain or going what we're going to do in September is going out to the crystal mines and going to these certain places of the grid, like Brother West wants to go and swim with the dolphins. You can go online and they have actual recordings of whale songs and the dolphin songs. So you will know exactly how to tune into them and being able to hear underwater, because you have to go underwater to hear their songs and communicate. Yes, they can come up and make their talk, but to hear their actual songs that they communicate through the sonar, this is where we even got sonar from, is learning how the whales and the dolphins were able to transmit through the water and be able to know directly where they're going and what's in front of them. So it's like you say, Brother West, it's a good time to be alive, because just like we were sharing today in the part of the connecting to the brain, what Elon Musk is attempting to do, the connecting to the brain is what you always say, by thought, so then the speed of light. thought is faster than the speed of light. So when you think it, it's already come from the universe back down into you, and now you putting it back into the universe.
That's
my flow and how we go.
Yeah, that's up.
That's
the speed
it.
Of thought is, again, speed of thought is 224 billion miles a second. That's the speed of thought, 224 billion miles a second. Wow.
And again, that added, you are what you think. And again, back
birthday.
To the five is thought. Thought is 41. We back to that five again. Where do you get your thought from? Where do you get it, family? Parliament pushed it. Where do you get your funk from? That's your thought. Your thought. Speed faster than light, your thought, baby. Where do you get it from? Where is it coming from? Do you know where? Do you control it? Is it pure? P-funk, pure thought. Yes, the five, baby. This is why we have what we're having now. And the Brother West is the only different number other than Mother AZ. Brother West would be four instead of five. But that 413
right.
is always there. See, that's why
yes,
that spiritual sun rises where? From the west. Wow. The West, 22, that four, spiritual four, sun four, yes. We're rising to the top, family, and all we have to do is recognize, but again, our passport to the next dimension is by way of integrity and character. If we ain't got those two in the lead of whatever we're doing, then no, the universe, the creator, as we say, see God, already recognized.
When I leave here, my job going to be complete because I ain't coming back down to this bullshit. I'm going to move up to the next. I ain't coming back. I'm going to make sure they say I can go ahead home. Y'all can.
I heard that, Brother West. Like I said, the only way I'll be back is if I agree, again, spiritually, because I'm doing my work while I'm here, you know, and I'm ready for the next plateau. I'm ready for the next plateau. So, again, this is why I'm putting in all of my work now to do
what
it is. As we say, the eight. Mother is no more than Lord God, or it's no more than the Lord's work, family.
That's right.
What
I'm doing what
of the Lord
tell me.
Are you doing? You know.
So
we all have
my
that
time
part
up.
To do.
I just wanted to say, brother, you did the job we told you to do. You can move on. But I don't want to haul ass and say, oh, hell, you didn't do what we told you to do. You got to go back. No foul. I don't want nobody blood on my hands, so. The stuff I be saying, that the ancestors and God and the creator tell me what to tell y'all, man. That's all. But it's fun, though.
That's it. That's why it's a fun time to be alive. Fun, family, it's 13. That's God for me, baby. It's all fun. Yes, it's all about the numbers to me. So I see God. I see the fun in all of this that I do. So I know. What I've been given by the words that we've been given by this spell, this occult language of English, I see the Babel. All of what I just said is the five, English, Babel, occult. The five comes back to the five.
Yeah. There's
five
a new story that, I'm sorry, Bobby.
No, go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
There's a news story that I really wanted to get to because
okay.
I also wanted to serve as a something for you brothers to really be aware of because they're really messing with the brothers. But this was July the 14th, and we weren't together last week. my fault, so forgive me. But George Foreman, who is 73, says he's been extorted for millions of dollars over claims he sexually abused two women. Now, I have a clip of someone else's show, so we're going to have to break into it. But it's the channel on YouTube is Runaway Slave. And the article that he's talking about is the U.S. Sun. So you'll be able to hear it from here. But I'm going to play that. Is that okay with you, Eddie?
Brother Eddie? Of course. Go ahead. Yes, yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to my channel, Runaway Slave. This channel was created to promote my self-published masterpiece, The N-Word is No Secret in the Service. I wrote this book after I spent over 10 years as an officer in the United States Secret Service. During this time, I learned what true foundational institutionalized or systemic workplace racism is and how it affects my people. If you would like to purchase this masterpiece, just click the link down in the description. If you enjoy the content and would like to support the channel, please continue to like, share, and subscribe. In addition, if you would like to make a donation, we do have a Cash App, which is $runawayslave609. Okay, let's cook.
Yeah, button up that collar. Suck in that gut. Tuck in them big black lips. Lighten your skin. Shrink up that nose.
I don't have to listen to this.
Where you going, boy?
Let me buy.
Let you buy? Let you buy. Let me tell you something, boy. You can march like the white man. You can talk like him. You can learn his songs. You can even wear his suits, but you ain't never gonna be nothing to him but an ugly-ass chimp in a blue suit.
The whole world got a stump in your face, nigga. You better get your hands off me. Ain't no niggas around here, you hear me?
Oh, I see. So the white man give you a couple of stripes. Next thing you know, you hollering, ordering everybody around like you the master himself. Nigga, you ain't nothing but the white man's dog.
Y'all heard it. You ain't nothing but the white man's dog. And that's all George Foreman has always been. At the end of the day, every coon gets their wake-up call. And George Foreman, Big George, at 73 years of age, is getting his now. Much due. Big George is getting his wake-up call. And there's no coming back. He's 73, and this is his reward. This is what he gets for all his cooning and all the money he made white people. George Foreman, a prized slave who went above and beyond to side with racist white people. A disgusting specimen of a human he is. And now look at this here. He's been accused of a sexual assault that they're trying to say happened 50 years ago. Listen to this, y'all. George Foreman, 73, will be sued by two women who say he sexually abused them in the 1970s while their fathers worked for him. Boxing legend, he denies these claims and alleges his accusers are trying to extort millions of dollars from him. Ahead of this anticipated lawsuit, George Foreman is denying all allegations that say that he sexually abused these two women in the 1970s and says that his accusers are extortionists. They're saying that there is a lawsuit that is expected to be filed in LA this week by these two women who say that their fathers worked for the two-time heavyweight champ. George Foreman is being accused of sexually abusing the two women who have been seeking $12.5 million from the Hall of Famer. Foreman, as we all know, me being a hardcore boxing fan, is remembered as one of the most ferocious heavyweights, capturing an Olympic gold in 1968 before winning his first 40 professional fights. Ahead of the anticipated lawsuit, this boxing legend George Foreman, he's denying all allegations. I didn't do it. I didn't have nothing to do with this. I would never sexually abuse any woman, and these women are trying to extort me. Over the past 6 months, he said, these chicks been coming at him, asking for money, saying, we need that 12 point something million. We need that for what you did to us back in the 1970s when our dad worked for you. He says, I deny all these allegations. I take pride in my reputation, means that to me, my sports accomplishments and who I am, and I will never be intimidated by baseless threats and lies. Wow. George Foreman also said, I am an
I'm sorry, y'all. Hello? I had myself on mute, and I was just a-talking. Okay, well, what do y'all have to say about this? Now, somebody, you know, something back in the 90s, I mean, I wasn't there, so I don't know if it happened or not. But they want $12.2 million, I think they said. So there's your five, and I think they said five twice, Brother Eddie. So, but what do y'all think about this? Anybody?
Well, me, everybody got their own cross to bear. I kept telling y'all, man, we didn't deal judgment. I guess that's his, he got, everybody got their, I'm not going to bash at nobody's misery, man. Because everybody got, everybody got their own cross to bear. So whether he did it or not or whatever, I ain't got nothing to do with it, man. Great story, but, we all got our own cross, man. Ain't that something, man?
Okay, and I could see, you know, if this was something that happened, why do you wait 50 years? Because this, he said 1970. This is 2022.
I thought you said the 90s. Okay,
no, it
yeah.
was 1970.
Yeah, she said
50,
okay.
50 years ago. That's two generations that has come about. And now you're now looking at, you want this type of money because you looked at all the other women that have gone, if that was something that happened to you, why you wait to now, and why are you trying to get this money because of inflation or whatever? But the part that gets me, and we hear this quite often, that black women are not coming forward. How many lawsuits do we see where black women are suing rich white men that did the same thing to them?
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Oh, how come?
Probably because we just take it and just brush it off and go on.
Yeah, but it's a justification. If we could sue, if this is the case that she's doing this, I could go back. You talking about reparations? Go back and get your great-great-grandmother Thomas Jefferson, Sally Hemings, that raping and doing that, all of the masters that raped those women, why aren't you going to these corporations that now are owned by these people that did this? How come the black women are not coming up and going after white men?
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. Because even George Washington, man, I read something that George Washington, he traded for a prisoner of war, I don't say slave, for a barrel of fucking rum. One article said it was a woman, and then another one said it was a man, regardless of the fact, for a barrel of damn rum, man.
Yeah, but he put out rewards for his runaway slave, Hercules, when he ran away and went to Canada, he tried his darndest to get him back, and he was educated and wrote him back and told him, I ain't coming back.
Yeah, I went to Monticello, man. It's Monticello. No, George Washington's spot.
Jefferson
Monticello. Yeah, I went to Mount Vernon. That's where Washington is, Mount Vernon. So I went there when I was 12 years old, man. And it just pissed me off to walk around there and see that big mansion and see the slave quarters in the back. That just pissed me off. I remember that. I was 12 years old. I went to Monticello and Mount Vernon, man. And he buried on Mount Vernon. So I was at them two spots, man. Oh, man. I'm going to tell y'all something. Look at a movie called Goodbye, Uncle Tom, man. If you look at that movie, you can't look at it but 5 minutes. Goodbye, Uncle Tom.
Goodbye, Uncle Tom.
Goodbye, Uncle Tom. And it's a thing. Y'all think Roots is rough, man? this movie the real deal of what they did to the our ancestors, man. Because it's true, because the insurance company had documented everything they did to us. Because they had insurance on their prisoners. But if you look at that, what they did to our ancestors, you can't look at it but 5 minutes, 10 minutes, man. It's horrible, man.
Brother West, Brother West,
yes, sir.
Let me thank you along with the universe for subwaying in to something that I was going to present tonight. So piggybacking on what you said is that we can't not let a teachable moment pass us by. And the teachable moment that you just gave me the segue into is that whenever an individual referred to me as you Uncle Tom motherfucker, excuse my expression, but you know what I'm saying. I thank that brother.
Yeah, Uncle Tom was a hero.
Because I'm finna educate him. Thank you, because I'm finna educate him. See? Because even Malcolm X referred to Dr. King as an Uncle Tom. And his reference to Uncle Tom with King was the movie portrayal, the damn Hollywood production of a Sambo skinning and grinning and yes sir boss and making sure that white people got their way, and no, and this is where we got that derogatory statement of Uncle Tom or you or Tom, when Uncle Tom should be in the category with Harriet Tubman.
Yeah,
he was a hero. Uncle Tom was a hero.
Uncle Tom helped free over 118 slaves.
And
Uncle Tom was hated by whites because they felt that Uncle Tom was going to create a rebellion because
mm-hmm.
of who he was and what he did.
Yep.
But again, they mistold the story again, giving us a misconception of who this individual was. And we refer to individuals as something derogatory when it's the farthest thing from the truth. Is somebody trying to say something?
No. I was agreeing with you.
So, again, we use these times to educate our people because, again, we're lamping on the stories of Hollywood and other people telling mm-hmm. our stories of heroes and heroines in our culture that we look down upon because we haven't even taken the time out to research these individuals that we refer to in a negative confrontation or a negative way. So, no, we, again, let too many opportunities that we are in or we are among, and we don't correct those that give this misinformation because, again, they're being led by Hollywood and everybody else telling our damn story. Go ahead, Brother West.
Yeah, I'll get ready to say, see, whatever the enemy tells us, it's just a lie. It's the opposite, man. So once I found out, I read Harry Beecher Stowe. Uncle Tom was a hero, man. He was helped our people out, man, like you said.
Yep.
So that's why they don't. Yep. So that's why I say anything they tell us is I do the opposite, man. I know the opposite is right, man. So it's all good, man. That's a bunch of y'all look at that movie, man. Ooh, you
yeah,
can't look
I
at it about
it,
5 minutes.
It,
yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's
and,
on
and
YouTube.
It's, yeah, it's
I pulled it up. It is on YouTube.
Right.
I'm sorry,
and it's an excellent depiction of what really went on that put it into a perspective to bring about, you know, reverencing what our ancestors was able to do at that time. Because
we have a young people sometimes have a tendency of taking the stand. Oh, they wouldn't do that to me, or they wouldn't. But you're not in that time that we're in today. You don't have that freedom, because once upon a time, you know, just a few generations back, you couldn't go drink out of this water pot. You couldn't go sit in this place. It was because of the lives and the sacrifice that those ones made, those Uncle Toms, those Harriet Tubmans, those Sojourner Truth, those ones that sacrificed. They couldn't spell education or couldn't read, but they were able to know that this is not the way that we're supposed to live. And they believed in the Creator as the freedom. And you said about Tar Baby, and that's Uncle Remus, and that's who I stay in Eatonton. And two authors, the two famous people from Eatonton is the guy who wrote Burr Rabbit about Tar Baby and Uncle Remus, and Alan Walker, who wrote The Color Purple. That's the two.
Yeah, do you look at Oscar Real? Yeah, Oscar Real, Georgia. Not to cut you off, man. Oscar Real. Y'all know the story of Oscar Real,
yeah,
right?
That's Lake Lanier.
Yeah, when they flooded out that lake. And that's why it's not too far from where I live, man. I didn't even know about it till a couple of days ago, man, how that lake got to be there, where they flooded that whole black town, man. So that's why every week somebody drowning in that lake, and the boats and stuff catching on fire now. I see why, man. Because I when I went, first moved here, I went fishing out there, and I ain't feel right, man. I ain't catch nothing, but I ain't feel right, man. Now I know the whole story. So I tell everybody, don't go to Lake Lanier, man. That's why, and it's good. Our ancestors take care of their ass. Anybody come out there with try to swim, they'll snatch your ass down there and drown their ass. That's good. I'm glad. I love it. I love what the ancestors are doing, man. I'm helping them. Like you say, I'm helping them, Kwame.
Yeah, but see, this is the part. Go ahead, Antoinette.
No, I was just going to say, anybody has a question or a comment, if you press the number one, your hand will go up, and I know that you'll want to comment or, you know, ask your question. Okay, so again, press the number one. Okay, I'm sorry, Brother Kwame.
No, but Brother Wes is right, because revenge is mine, says the Creator. And the thing of it is that whatever you do to someone is coming back to you tenfold. And how the two forces that's on this planet is love and hate.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that is most powerful, love is the most powerful force there is in the universe. And the thing that we have to go and look at is how did someone create to go against the love of the Creator? And that's what we're dealing with.
And somebody say, why we ain't going to events to get our stuff for our ancestors? We getting it, man. We getting it. It's coming to us, man. And these devils that did it for us, they ain't getting away. They going to get, they slowly but surely, they getting it now, man. Everything they doing is backfiring, man. All right, they time is up. They gonna pay us, man. So y'all just be cool when everything hit the fan. They go, we getting up. We coming up, man. So y'all get ready. Y'all get ready, man. All right, when the power change and the water change, next thing you know, it's good stuff, man. So we like the book say, we coming out here with abundant stuff, man, prosperous, man. So y'all just chill and get ready, man.
Right quick. Just to piggyback, the change is happening. The change is here. Change is 23-5. And that change, that power Brother Kwame is mentioning, is love. Love is 14-5. Put 5 on it, family. I keep saying it. I got 5 on it. Everything we're talking about comes back to that 4 and that 5. 4 and 5 is no more than as above, so below. Metaphysics, Big Mama, fellowship, worship, even the damn internet. That's what they're doing to offset this spiritual realm that we're talking about. The internet is taking form.
Yeah, but
what has more power over our children right now? As above, so below. God, Jesus Christ, metaphysics. for the internet. All the same numbers, different words, but what has our children? The internet, family.
Yep.
Yes, sir. So we stuck in between guilt and fear. All right, that's the epigenetics. What we've been through, our past. We got some of us got guilt. That's past. That's yesterday. You can't do nothing about it. And then fear is anxiety and scared what's gonna happen tomorrow. So you got to stay in the present, man. Don't want yesterday gone. Like we were trying to tell Brother Mayor last night. Yesterday gone. So ain't no sense of having no guilt about yesterday. Let that go, and then don't worry about tomorrow. Cause the angel, I told y'all what the angels told me: no fear, have no fear for tomorrow, man. Cause just enjoy the present for right now. Enjoy the skin you in, and if you want to look forward to tomorrow, then it's all good. Cause we gonna come up. We coming up. Ain't no sense of being scared. You might as well enjoy the show.
And Brother West, is one thing that is very concrete and firm. Nobody has ever seen tomorrow because it's always today.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's why, again, that present is 32 to 5.
That's
living
the gift.
Now,
that's
the
gift.
Present. So, I mentioned at the beginning of the class, Brother Mel's situation in the show dealing with Bruce Lee and the art of fighting without fighting. You know, I even had a conversation.
What would you have done?
Well, first of all, it never would have happened with me because, again, like I dedicated tonight's class to my dog, Zen, who passed or I had put down 5 years ago on today's date. And 49 years ago on today's date is the day that Bruce Lee passed. So me being the individual in martial arts, my first thing is it never would have happened because, again, my children would have never been out of eyesight. And my daughter or child would never be in line behind me. It's just like, again, we were taught.
Yeah, you're right.
When
you're
walking
right.
With
you're
your,
right,
when you walk in with your woman, you on the outside,
mm-hmm.
Damn it. You got her
that's
on the
right,
inside
that's
protection.
Right.
So when you in
that's
line
right.
With any female or your child, they're in front of you.
Right
so
on,
whatever comes got to go through you to get through your baby. Why in the hell is your daughter behind you? That shit would
that's
never
right.
Happen to me. Come on,
me
family.
Neither, me and you think the same see? Way, bro. Me and you the same
so,
way.
No. See, so no. I think these things way ahead. We in times when we talking about mass shootings. My child ain't going to be out of my eyesight running around no damn
right.
Store. Shit, what
that's
just
right,
happened
bro.
In Buffalo at a damn store?
That right.
Are we still sending our children to schools? Keep saying
right,
homeschooling is the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
See, again, I'm going down a different, but no. I talked to Mel today. And I just said, brother, things happen, but what lesson did you learn? Because, again, stop living
that's
in the
right.
Past. It's over. What did you learn?
That's right.
And I gave him what I was giving because he called me. So it was I told him this was divine, man, because I was going to talk about you tonight dealing with that. The art of fighting without fighting is the art of thinking without fighting.
There you go.
You beat
that's
a person
it,
with
bro.
Your damn thought. If
that's
thought
right.
Is faster
you right,
than your fist, then you use your thought.
There you
and
go.
After your thought is your words, damn it.
That's right.
This is how you... So that's again, it no, that would not have happened. So again, you know, that's hindsight. So the thing I did was gave him the lesson. And
learn.
Now, talk to your children. So they are aware. See?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you go from there. So that's, you know, I can't say, you know, that situation because it never would have happened with me. Uh-uh.
Me neither, man. That's why any woman be with me. Uh-huh. I put them in front of me, man. That's the honor wall. You're right. Put them in front of you
that's
so you can watch them, man.
That's
that,
it.
Hey, bro,
I see
you think the same way, bro.
Oh, yeah.
So that was what I gave, you know, the brother, because, again, I felt his pain in his conversation. I felt his emotion because, again, we're still being emotional and reactionary instead of pro-damn active preventive measures. Shit, it's simple for me. That's my first line of thought. Martial arts comes to five.
That's right.
Wow.
You're
that
right,
comes
bro.
To five.
You're absolutely right.
That damn five. And five comes to defense, damn it, 32.
Yeah, right.
Crystal's 32.
Keep your head on the swivel.
Woo, it's the five for me, baby. Yes. So, again, like I said, all I could do is give him information to learn from the situation so it never will happen again.
Yep.
Not that way.
That's right.
Right.
Yep.
That's it.
I'm glad
you
told
keep
him,
it moving,
man.
Baby.
Glad you talked to him.
Keep it moving.
You're right
that's
on the
it.
Money, man. But that shit never would have happened to me or mine. You right, bro.
Yeah. So, again, like you're saying, and Dr. Blair always said, it's a beautiful time to be alive because, again, if we recognize the times that we're in and the change that's happening within us,
mm-hmm.
which is that spiritual guidance, see, that's the truth that we're getting now to that next level. This is the fourth dimension before you get to the fifth dimension. Well, four is spiritual, y'all. We got to get to the spiritual before we get to the fifth, you know. But, again, if we ain't talking about it, that means what? We ain't even thinking about it.
Yeah, you're right.
You think it, you say it, you do it. If you ain't saying it, you ain't thinking it. So that's why we got to get more in control because we have the power and think about the things we're really talking about that we really want. Be the change you want to see. We got to be it. We're the example. So, again, as we are walking the walk or talking the talk, we got to walk it. But, again, that's only by example, and that's the leader that we all are. We're all leaders, and we lead by the examples that we have to give and to share. That's why you be you. Let me be me. Because I'm going to be
yes,
me
sir.
Anyway. You ain't got to let me
please.
Be. I'm going to be me. But again, I'm going to let you be you. Because I'm not I'm not the judge and jury. You are. It comes out of our own mouth. Those castings
yes,
of the spells that we still might not truly recognize once we find our patterns. Because that's all a problem is. A problem is you haven't recognized the damn pattern that created the damn problem. This is why at the end of the day, when you look at the universe, is it negative and positive or positive? It's both. It's like a battery.
Yep.
It has a male and a female in. It has a negative and a positive pulse. Up and down. Negative and positive is 9/11. Up and down is 9/11. Male and female is 9/11. Black and white is 9/11.
Yeah, you got a proton.
You
got a proton and a neuron, a one on both ends, and in the middle, we the electron. We the electron in the middle.
So, again, that's the pin. That's the building blocks of the universe, the pin. The 6% proton, the 6% electron, and the 6% neutron, P-E-N, the pen, baby.
That's right. That's right.
That's why they pen all that shit on us when they start talking about that zip. That zip what? Code.
that area, what? Code. It's all a code now.
Yeah, speaking of codes, I got to cut you off, but when you go to the grocery store, you buy some produce, okay, like you say, you're going to see a sticker with a code with four numbers on it, all right? That's in the produce section, all right? You want to get the one that of the produce that start with 9, okay? That's organic, that's earth, that's God. The other one that's bioengineered is fake, is key, is 4. We start with that number 4. You don't want that number 4. But you want to get the one that start with the number 9. That's from God. That's the organic that God made, man. So that's the code for produce, man. When y'all go to the store. Remember that.
Hey, I hope the family's listening because my ears, anytime you use numbers, baby, my antennas go up. So I appreciate that because that's something that I haven't been aware of, but lately, thank goodness, I've been eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, you know, staying away from a lot of the meats lately, you know, so.
Get the one we start with number, though. With number 9. Number 9 in the first time.
Yeah, number 9. Yes.
That's great. Good information. So, again, hey.
Yes, it is.
The family is paying attention to that one and taking mental notes, if not taking written notes.
Yes.
So,
absolutely, man. Right. And thank you, Brother West, for bringing that to everyone's attention.
See, that's
right,
definitely key. Because that 14.
Right on.
That 14.5 comes to food. Food is 14, so that's the primary substance that we're dealing with right now. See, because they're calling this third horseman, the black horseman, the age of famine. See, so it's all about food now, the resources of food. Because, again, whoever controls your resources, thank you, Brother Kwame, controls your world. Real Scott Heron, you know, and this is what it is, that anybody which we know is controlling our resources of food, of nourishment, because we're not breatharians, we aren't into learning how to live off of the air, because as you mentioned, yes, you know, you can grab the water out of the air if you're tuned in to it, because when we first talked about the transformation of water from water into evaporation and evaporation into condensation, condensation back down to precipitation, that's all the transformation of water. And knowing that condensation stage are no more than the droplets of water droplets in the air, which becomes the clouds, or fog when it becomes on the ground. But even if it doesn't show itself in the clouds, remember, this planet, this so-called blue marble, is 70% water, so there's water molecules that constantly are around us. And as George said, you can swim underwater, baby, and not get wet until you sweat. Is when you get wet. But we underwater right now. They just call it sea level. Can you see the level that they've given you behind the number of the words?
Oh, yeah. I want to say one more thing, man. Hey, all y'all on the line, right? Don't worry about not going this family. We ain't going to be touched, man. You're going to always have something to eat. When you vibrate right, living right, if the universe, the most high, take care of these birds and squirrels and shit, we take care of, so hey, don't fall for that manufactured lie demon. They talking about it gonna be a food shortage. That's some BS right there. So I had to tell y'all that, man. The Creator told me to tell y'all that. So y'all gonna eat. We gonna eat, man. We good.
But what we got to overstand. Am I line still open?
Yes, you are. Go ahead,
yes,
Brother.
Yes, you're open.
And we got an excellent point in about nourishment. And how we nourish ourselves, not diet. Die means to kill. And the part is, how do you nourish? What are the nutrients that you need to sustain your body? Because the thing is, as we have to understand too, is that we have to learn to fast. We have to know that we don't have to have three meals a day. And we can learn to do one meal a day or abstinence. You eat, you know, two meals and you take a day and you alternate. I eat Monday, but I'm going to fast Tuesday. I'll eat Wednesday. I'm going to fast that. So that way you create a discipline, because the thing that you're to eat is to eat by the season. This is why, you know, there are certain things, like you're saying now, Brother Eddie, you're eating fruits and vegetables because this is the season.
That's right.
And to eat those things that are most conducive to the order of growth on the planet. And this is how we get back in order, is that we're following the order of nature. Nature will provide those things, and then come winter. In the harvest, you harvest the fall season. You harvest the beans, the nuts, the things in which you're going to sustain yourself through the winter, and being able to hibernate and let the body shut down and rejuvenate. Because our grandparents, and I know mine did, it was that every season she came, my grandmother was constant. When we saw her coming in with that bag with the castor oil and the cup and the oranges, we knew what was getting ready to happen. You getting ready to cleanse out. You getting ready to get rid of that stuff you had for the winter, and you getting ready to clean out, and then your body is ready for the next season. Because we had to learn how to eat in order.
Oh, yeah, that's again. At the end of the day, exactly what you mentioned earlier.
Okay. Somebody has some background noise and call. I'll be right with you. Go ahead, Brother Eddie.
Okay, and again, at the end of the day, it's order. Order is no more than the alignment that we're getting back into. It's the shift, the paradigm shift. It's the alignment, the order that we constantly talk about, because, again, as we said, the only damn thing out of order right now is the damn people. Human beings are out of order. Nature is in order. The universe is in order. Everything's in order except us. So that's where we are right now, even in this time of this so-called patriotic nonsense. It's the Father, as they say, giving order to the Son that brings in the Holy Spirit, spiritual.
Right.
That they didn't mention Mama's name, but that's the Spirit, baby. That's the Trinity that's getting ready to enter, because as long as we have gotten back in order, as long as we've done our part, we can't worry about nobody else bringing the order. If they bring in chaos, so be it. But we still
that's
the
question,
working
right?
Order.
Yes, we have a new caller, y'all. We have a new. I'm sorry, Brother Eddie.
Okay.
Were you complete?
No, go ahead. Bring the family in. Yes.
Okay. Area code 701.
Greetings. Peace and blessings, y'all. Better love.
Greetings, family.
Thank you.
From North Dakota. Sister Antoinette, it's good to hear that you're well.
Thank you.
Okay. I've been listening. Yeah, it's good to hear that your health has improved some. You know, and I had some prayer. I wanted to bring up something totally off topic here. I'll say months ago, there are herds of buffalo in places like Yellowstone, Canada, Alaska, and they suffer from disease. They suffer from an illness that jumped to them from cattle, and it affects these buffalo's reproductive cycles, and some of the calves are stillborn. it's a disease, is a viral infection that they catch. I think it's called brucellosis or brucellosis. I can't remember the name of it, but what I did was I actually called a professor of virology that works out of a satellite type deal, Columbia University, New York City, Manhattan. I tried to get a hold of him, and I ended up getting, I guess, like a secretary or an assistant or something like that to try to ask him if he could come up with some type of therapy, an immunotherapy for them to reverse the effects of that disease. Now, out here, there's talk about food. Now, out here, when a person's kidney is sick, they'll eat a buffalo kidney. When a person's liver is sick, they'll eat a whole entire buffalo liver. If their intestinal tract is sick, they'll eat tripe in the form of a soup. Out here in the Dakotas, we call it taniga, and it's a soup. It's a tripe soup that we eat. So whatever part of the body is affected, you got problems in your bones, we'll eat the marrow. Believe it or not, we'll eat the marrow on a buffalo. And, you know, follow that up with ceremony and sweat, prayer, everything that Kwame's been talking about. You know, getting back in touch with nature, getting grounded, getting into the lodge, praying, purifying. You know, I just wanted to put that out there. If anybody's linked to anything at all, any type of information that can help these animals, they're soon to be extinct. They're going to die off very, very soon. And it's been a concern of mine for a good long while. You know, I just wanted to chime in, say hello, greet everybody. Hope Mama AZ in Arizona is doing okay. And Chris,
I have a question to ask you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, and I'm cutting across you. Forgive me.
No.
No, but do you think that this is man-made, what's going on with the animals, since, all different parts, we're hearing where massive of animals is dying at one time. So do you think this is something that's man-made? But what was it, last week, the week before? It was the cows or the beef that was dropping dead. And before that, it was the chickens or something, or the pigs. So do you think that this could possibly be something that's man-made?
I believe it is the work of mad scientists, yes, because if you think about it, when the, again, back to the buffalo that I was talking about a little while ago, when their populations began to decline, what they did was they went in the lab and crossed a cow with a buffalo. It gave us the beef. To me, it's an abomination. This is one of the healthiest sources of food there is on the continent, is the buffalo, is the bison.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
buffalo...
The buffalo, they killed off the buffalo before trying to kill off the Indians, so they cut off their food supply.
Right. Yeah, it was a specific type. It was the wood bison, which, going back to something that I had mentioned a long time ago, the wood bison you could find just about anywhere, probably around somewhere between 1200 AD and 1535, because they were all over the continent. There were, had to be like billions of them just everywhere, even in Georgia, Alabama, Carolina. They were all over the place, everywhere, in the woods, the mountains. And then, when the drought and that mega drought in the center of the country ended, because the plant wobbled 1200 AD sometime, when that mega drought in the center of the continent ended, the buffalo could smell the rain from hundreds of miles away, and then they turned northwestern, and then they went back out on the plains. I think the last one shot, and I can't remember the location of it, but the last buffalo shot in the southeast, I think, was in the 1830s sometime, and they wiped it out. But there are surviving wood bison from that time period living up in Canada and Alaska. But they have an illness. Again, this is coming from European cattle. So as they're bringing us disease and pandemic and smallpox, the buffalo are getting sick too.
But would you, and you got an excellent point, because it's the same thing that's happening with the farmers and the GMOs. Organic farmers are now having the GMO from the pollen and from the seeding blowing into their crops that is causing their crops to be non-organic. And it's the same thing with the buffalo and the cattle, because now they've taken them out of the herding where they graze, where buffaloes graze and that. Now you've got cattle that are domesticated and put into factories, in a sense, of raising them. And the energy that's coming off from those herds that are closest to where these locations, where the bisons are, because the last big herd of buffalo was out on Catalina Island, where they used to make the westerns at. They had took them out there and they left them, and then they never went back, and they overpopulated. And they had to take barges out there with trucks to round up the herds to bring them back and start turning them back over to reservation land where the people would have that buffalo roaming again. And now they're now doing this next attack, is trying to depopulate, just as they're encroaching on these lands now to build urban areas or to build the pipelines or to build the industries that they want to put on land that was herded by the buffaloes. This is the infection that they're putting to get rid of, because they can't have the train rides where they used to put everybody in the window with Winchester and just shoot them down for the heck of it. That's what they did when you were talking about Antoinette saying that they kill off the food supply, cut off their resource, so they would have to turn to the government to give them the necessary resources to survive.
Quick question about the health of those buffalo from off of Catalina Island. Were they sick? Or were they healthy?
No, they were overpopulated, because what they had done was they had forgotten about it. And then when the people were starting to go back and start building on certain parts of that land again, they were overrun, because they had left those buffalo there for after they stopped making westerns. So they were there for generations. So you had massive reproduction of the buffalo because they were not being bothered. So they were able to reproduce and grow about the herds that they would have been on Turtle Island. And so they had to remove them, and they had a massive thing that they did with they had the different reservations, and they sent the people in to help herd them, put them in trucks, put them on barges, and bring them back and truck them back to the reservation lands in the southwest.
I got a question about, have you ever heard that there's something that they contain in their blood, a certain type of enzyme, that can process carcinogens? Because they ate just about every and anything. I mean, this is nature's lawnmower, right? So eating all this all this green, all this foliage from everywhere. And all this medicine is getting in your bloodstream. Have you ever heard that before?
Right, because the thing
that's
I
what makes them.
I have a, the thing that the reason I say sharing with you is because I have a friend in Missouri who has a buffalo ranch. And you know when the herd, he has a herd, and the alpha male, when the other males grow up, he has to put the males down because they will kill each other. And so what we were doing was putting them down, but when we take the meat ready for process, buffaloes have 3 stomachs. Cows have 2. This is what you're talking about, because each one of those stomachs breaks down whatever it is that they eat.
There it is.
They have 3 stomachs. Yep. When you go inside of that cavity, because when we had that buffalo up on the backhoe, and I had to crawl down into that cavern of that buffalo's rib cage and start pulling up all of that those stomachs, I found out.
Okay.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question real quick. So how do wild horses doing? They got wild horses and wild jackass donkeys out there too, man. How they doing?
They're
how they faring, you know?
They're
killing them. They're taking them from Tuba City to Mexico and killing them.
Because they're supposed to be protected, man. They're supposed to be protected.
I said, women, we can only do one at a time, y'all.
And the other thing,
okay, go ahead,
but you looking at, but the other thing you're looking at about the horses, like they're slaughtering or they're sending them to Mexico to meat processing, then they're sending them back here and mixing it with burgers at Burger King, McDonald's, and all of these other fast food places. You eating horse meat.
Yeah, I know we eat baby aborted fetuses too. They mix it in there too, man. These some things,
yeah.
But he right about this damn gain of function, man. These diseases that jumped out the laboratory like they wanted. So I was told to tell y'all. I ain't want to tell you this, but with the way this disease is jumping from animal to animal, and it's eventually gonna get to people. Okay, so it's gonna be a bad time to have some cats and dogs in your house. I'm gonna leave it like that, man. I've been told to tell y'all that. I've been trying to hold off on it, man.
Well,
but since y'all talking,
the other country,
but I'm just telling y'all.
Other countries.
I'm just telling y'all.
Other countries.
That got dogs.
Right.
Listen to me. Hold up, bro. All y'all that got dogs and cats, you're gonna be in trouble. I'm gonna leave it like that, man. So I advise y'all to get rid of your dogs and cats.
Can I share something with you? There's a ceremony when you do Sundance. They take a black puppy.
Yes.
Can I share that? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Kettle. You're talking about kettle ceremony.
Yeah, well, you're talking about the ceremony that they do with the puppy for the Sundances on the third day.
Yep. You're talking about kettle.
You're talking about get ready for cats and dogs. We already know about how to prepare.
I'm just saying, with the way this shit, monkeypox and all the way these man-made diseases, man. I'm just telling y'all, man. You'll see. I ain't want to talk and bring it up, but y'all will see, man. Just get rid of your dogs and the cats. That's all I'm saying, man.
Well, if you ever
go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, what I was going to tell Brother West, you go to most areas where there's a Chinatown, and go into that area of Chinatown, you will not see cats.
Yeah, they eat them.
You will not see cats.
No,
they may come in there, but they ain't leaving out.
I like the Roach Motel, man. That's why we
check
don't tell nothing.
Right quick, what I wanted to mention when the brother came on about the buffalo, and as he was talking and you came in, Brother Kwame, and you started talking about the buffalo, I just started seeing the connection by the number, you know, and everything that you were saying. And yeah, I can even see things that
you all just gave me that just connects the dot by the number. The buffalo, buffalo being 25, which is 7. That 725 is no more than this age we're in called Aquarius, which is 34 to 7. The brother mentioned the 7 called nature. You mentioned it. Nature's 25. Energy. The buffalo gives energy. Energy is 25. How? Through the organs. Organ is 16 to 7. When he said if a person had a liver disease, ate the liver, ate the lung, ate whatever part of that energy, 7 from the buffalo, 7 of nature, eating from the land, it transformed and gave us that protection or nourishment that we needed in that bloodline that the buffalo of nature carry. This is the reason, again, we said, is it man-made? Yeah. They're trying to destroy that first food source that the natives used, connected to nature, that it was plentiful.
But what he said, and the part of it is that the buffalo has this disease that they're doing is because they're having stillborn. See, the prophecy is, in the indigenous teaching, when the white buffalo calf return, when the white buffalo returns, there will be change on Turtle Island. There have been few calves that have been born, and they've not lived to full growth. And what they know is that when that sign comes, and it's coming, because there are two signs. Anytime that an albino animal is born, there is a spiritual change in the land that it's born. The spiritual change that happened on Turtle Island is two things about us and the first captives that came here. The ship that came in 1619 to Jamestown, Virginia, was called the White Lion.
You know, the ship that came here before that, 64 years, and 1555 was called the ship Jesus.
That was Drake, and that was that was called the Jesus. No, the Jesus came, because Isabel was the one that gave him the ship and gave him the charter.
Yeah, that's 1492.
Right. And that not Columbus's ship, because those were not, but when Drake came, he came on the ship Jesus, because it's in, I forget the name of this book, but it was worth $4,000 at that time for that ship to be put out and sent here. And when they came back, they brought back $40,000 worth of gold and all the things that they had gotten from coming here and taking from the indigenous people. Or having in presentations from slavery to private prison. And it was called the ship Jesus, and the thing with the East slave trade, and they said this in Zanzibar was the East slave trade, that Fort Jesus was there on the East coast of Africa, where the dungeons and the castles in Elamina was there in the West coast.
That's why I got a problem with that word legal, man. Because all that shit supposed to have been legal back then, and stuff they did us was legal. So any Negro tell me something about some legal shit, that pissed me off when I hear that word, man. Because it was legal
it's
to hunt us
legal,
down.
Shit, it was the church sanction. It was called the Papal Bull.
Legal, man. They call it legal, though, man. That's the point I'm trying to make. But I know what the Papal Bull manifests destiny, but they call that legal. The Catholic Church said that was legal for them to do that, man. That's what pissed me off when somebody tell me about some legal, man. Okay? So we got the right to damn, I go by the law of the Most High. We got the right to defend our motherfucking self, man. So when there's somebody tell you about some legal, I'm going to be quiet about that word, man, cause I'm about to get off, we crossed my lane now, man, because after that goes to me, I got to quit cussing. But go ahead.
But yeah, that's the part I can see what they're doing with the bison out there in those areas of the Southwest and up in northern in Alaska too. Is that they're trying to prevent that baby calf being born?
That CDC satellite lab that I mentioned in Manhattan at Columbia. It's run by Chinese mostly. And when I reached out to them, the assistant got on the phone and basically laughed at my suggestion and made a mockery of my request. Yeah. It's a virologist there in Colombia. He's Asian. He's Chinese. He's really good. He was against the vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, when the jab came out. He came up with a therapy, and it was a doctor who was at Ground Zero, an African-American doctor working the hospitals, and he cured his COVID through a therapy versus a vaccine. So I thought I would apply the same logic to try and figure out a way where I could get these people to come up to these places like Yellowstone and try to figure out maybe, you know, knock one of them out, take blood tests, try to figure out how to cure that disease that's jumping from the cattle to the bison. Maybe he could come up with something, I got laughed at.
They want that shit to jump to humans, man.
The other thing that's happening in them being in that location in Yellowstone, and this is where, you know, every year it's a few, they say sometimes it's hundreds of people that get killed by bison because they get out of their cars and they see them walking around and they think that they can go up and take a picture with them or they can go over and feed them something. And they get a rude awakening as how fast they can travel from a dead stop to 40 miles an hour and come at you and hit you with 2,500 pounds of pure muscle. It will tear you apart.
Yeah, Kwame, because the animals are tired of these fuckers, man. If you was an animal and the way these damn devils was hunting you down, animals tired of their ass, man. That's why you see every time somebody white goes somewhere, they get eaten by a shark, a nice alligator snatching their ass. They ain't messing with us. They done ate enough of us. They don't like no more dog meat. They done got pulled off the dog meat. So that's good, man.
Yeah, but it's the human encroaching upon the creator's creation, our four-legged relatives, they're encroaching. And this is what even with the wolves had to be put on the extinct list until they herded them and brought in wolves from Siberia and put them back and mixed them with the wolves here in order to get the wolf population because they found out when they killed off all the wolves, the deers overran deers and elk overran everything that they were doing. Everything in nature has its balance, and man is the one that becomes out of order.
B.G. White, man, that's why I'm a man. Y'all know what rat, cat, dog, and y'all already know that what that is. Rat, cat, dog, and hog. Y'all know what that is on it.
Rodent.
No, that's what they did in experiment. Dr. Moreau. Just look at the movie Dr. Moreau. Rat, cat, dog, pig, and goat. Y'all know what animal that is. When your gene splice all them together, they came up with a Caucasian, man. That's their DNA. Rat, cat, dog, hog, and goat. You mix them together, you got the white devils, man. That's their DNA. All right? Because you get put mixed rat, cat, and dog, you got a hog. Okay? But then you keep on going on, rat, cat, dog, hog, and goat, you got a white man.
Oh. Okay.
Just like another reference to today's date. On this date, 7
1976, if I'm not mistaken, a launch of the rover landing on Mars, the red planet, was basically done. So, again, all of this with going to other planets and this, that, and the other. Yeah, rat, cat, dog, and remember they also use monkeys for those test dummies for those so-called spaceships.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Monkeys wear everything. They experiment on medically and
that's
everything.
That's why at the end of the day, it's back to the five. Monkey is 14, family. That's
you
part
just started
of
the half the Chinese zodiac.
Yeah.
That
See,
was like half the Chinese zodiac right there.
Yeah, when we figure out that this is all a lab experiment.
That's right.
And
Dr.
we are the rat in the experiment.
Yeah.
And we on the menu. That's why menu is you or me and you. Menu.
Well, I was born in the year of the, check the way year y'all was born in the Chinese calendar. I was born in the year of the rooster, man. I done checked mine out.
Yeah.
And I don't plan to be cooked.
Question to Brother Eddie. So are we looking at Soylent Green in the years to come, like a Soylent Green type situation?
We already,
bro, you got
we
it
already
now,
in
hey,
Soylent.
I was going to say, aren't we already in that?
We already in
already
Soylent
now,
Green,
man.
Brother.
Hey, my man.
Soylent Green.
They putting the aborted fetuses in your food, bro. If I got your info, I'll send you the whole menu, what you eat. Baby fetuses, man. I got the whole menu from A to Z.
They already talking that we should eat babies because there's an abundance of people, population. You got Chinese and other Orientals saying we should eat babies.
And so we are doing it, man. They put it in the food, bro. I sent y'all the information.
Yes,
all the
you did. I got
day.
It. Thank you, Brother Wes.
Remember,
and I like to send it to my brother there. I like to let him get in the information too, man. So you got a
remember,
number in there? You got a number, right?
Not only Popeye's, the chicken place, but Burger King came up with
Burger
what he was calling the Impossible Whopper.
Yeah.
See,
Papa got
what?
Me